CNBC released a couple videos and some reports that Black America's spending power has reached a record of $1.6 trillion, but our net worth falls. And we're going to put that into perspective, especially that perspective about Black spending power. Okay. To move this thing along, Black spending power reaches a record of $1.6 trillion, but our net worth falls. What the fuck is going on?
For our Equity and Opportunity series, and Frank Holland joins us this morning with a closer look at the growth in Black spending power. Frank.
Hey, good morning to you, Andrew. Black spending power reached a record $1.6 trillion in 2021. The ability to buy, save, and invest more than doubling since 2000. That growth exceeding the full U.S. economy, but actually lagging other ethnic groups. Latinos with a 288% increase. Asians with a 388% increase in spending power. However, other groups, they've also seen an increase in their net worth. Black Americans instead have seen their wealth actually fall by 14%. And with the S&P gaining 27% last year, the value of U.S. homes increasing by 31% last year, many Black leaders are asking the Black community to really rethink how it spends.
Save money to purchase the most important asset you'll probably ever own, and that's your home. And that, to me, is equally important. As I said, I put it right up there with arguing or campaigning for supporting voting rights.
I would love to see us spend more money in the stock market. Instead of buying the hottest new thing, buy the stock of the hottest new thing. And that's something that is something that you can also pass down generation to generation.
Home ownership is typically the biggest wealth builder in the Black community. That's actually fallen more than 3% since 2000. And annually, Black families accumulate $300 billion less in wealth than white families, and they save $75 billion less. The racial wealth gap now at more than $11 trillion. Back over to you.
Frankie, the statistics are startling and fascinating in so many different ways. Do business leaders and other experts have thoughts on how to stop the trend and what's really behind it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, some of it is simply allocating more capital to assets that at least have the potential to appreciate, things like houses, stocks, and bonds. Other reasons are systemic, and that's why about one out of every five Black family has a negative net worth. Right now, systemic issues, redlining in housing, disparities in education, and other issues that are going to take a longer time to address.
Bitch, stop spending money. Stop spending money. Did he just blame redlining? In 2021, he blamed redlining for the decrease in Black wealth in 2021. Did he just do that? Did he just say the issues for Black people economically are systemic? Financially? So what happened in 2021 systemically that prevented Black people from saving money?
Well, I think he's talking about, because there were a couple of cases come out about banks and whatnot making it harder for Black people to get mortgages and things of that nature, making it harder for Black people. But that doesn't have anything to do with
spending Black money,
being able to. Yeah. So, but my thing is, why the fuck was Angela Yee there?
Because they're not serious about this. That lets you know they're not serious, because but I tell you why, because she's been one of the most notable people in the real estate market that others can look at, because they probably got her, they couldn't get DJ Envy. But yeah, she should. But once that,
And then he followed it up with, what do the leaders and Black businesses and the Black economic spaces have? Why didn't you ask them?
Them, right. You asked Angela Yee. Yes. Ask our actual economic experts in our community instead of Angela Yee.
Look,
Angela Yee has probably been able to make good on the money she's been able to earn over the years, but she's not a financial expert. We have those. Y'all not even serious.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, of course, most Black people that have made a substantial amount of money, Angela Yee is in that group, have been able to capitalize off making a substantial amount of money. Because right. once you buy all of the dumb shit, you have money left over to invest in the shit that's actually going to grow your wealth. And so, but we know, because we were having this conversation with a black economist 2-3 years ago, I think it was, Dr. Maisha Williams. They're yeah. struggling to get any attention placed in the black in the organizations that black economists have made up.
Put it like this. When it was a couple weeks ago, I've been about 2 weeks ago when I first seen this article. So I'm at work and I pulled it up on my phone. And I see that video, and I go through and I read a couple other articles about the way we're spending our money. And so there's a conversation going on about one young lady telling another young lady, you should spend more money on designer things and labels. That's what you should spend more money on. So the lady she was telling that to, I gave her my phone. I let her look at it. Then the other lady followed that up. Don't even worry about all that. You got money. You done made all the money. Spend your money on what you want to spend on. Have fun with your money. Spend your money on stuff like that. All right. Yes, give the labels, give the designers, give everybody who's not black your money. Black people, if you keep spending your money, I already told you the black middle class will be eliminated by 2053. The black middle class is going to be gone. So keep with the bullshit. Keep with the bullshit. Keep you traveling. Keep spending your money and all your stuff, all your expensive stuff, because we keep trying to fit in with white folk, and trying to fit in with white folk going to make black people broke as shit. In 2053, you either going to be rich or poor. And we know that poor class is going to be way larger than that rich.
Well, the problem is, everybody say I ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses, and that might be true, but you are trying to keep up with the Petersons. You are trying to keep up with the goddamn Shajespis and the guy, right, the Schnooshans and the guy
with white people.
You trying to keep up with them, and the fact of the matter is, they don't have the systemic obstacles. They don't have the income obstacles. They don't have a lot of the other obstacles, and they have a culture set up where they own 97% of America. So even with them casually spending money, they're still growing their own wealth because they own everything. We don't have that luxury. You know what I'm saying? So we got it. Right. It boils down to what we can't operate the way they operate. Stop spending your money. You got to save your money. You got to save it. I understand, live your life, be excited, have fun. I get all that. It's a time and a place to have fun, and there are also levels to fun. Stop trying to have fun outside of your level.
Man, it's levels to this wealth thing. It's levels to this wealth thing, and it's levels that we don't even understand the levels to this wealth thing. I mean, because everybody's always talking about closing the wealth gap. You're not going to close the wealth gap trying to look like you're wealthy. You're not going to close the wealth gap. Every time you get money, you got to spend it. So you got to have the latest shoes. How many damn pair of Nikes do you need? If you got 100 pair of shoes in your closet and these shoes are not actual assets, if you're not a person who's brought shoes and you do the thing with the shoes because the shoes can actually, the value of the shoes can increase and you can sell them for more money. If you just got these things that just accumulate, and you got clothes, you got all this, you got all that, you keep spending money on, how many fucking trips do you need to take in a year? How many items of clothes do you need to buy? How many fast food restaurants do you need to eat from? Like, why do we allow our wants to dominate our lives and we ignore our needs? Black people, we're gonna go broke trying to look like we rich. We don't own a damn thing that's significant in this country. We don't.
Yeah,
and we sitting here trying to act like we ain't got money. We ain't got money like that.
Fake it till you make it ain't always good advice.
I'm on this Black Demographics website, and I'm trying to look at our wealth.
Well, I mean, they show the because we love doing comparative shit, right? And one of the things that they showed that's really useful, everybody talks about how much black wealth is growing, this, that, and the third, and that's all fine. But then you see that it's being outpaced by the growth of every other community. And if we're talking about it in a comparative sense, which is the way we love to talk about it, then we're still not doing good. We're not doing good at all. We might as well be moving backwards. We're actually losing ground if everybody else is growing faster than us. So, but even with the, go ahead.
Now, finish, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So looking at this blackdemographics.com, African-American income. So median weekly earnings by age. So they comparing black people to all races. So 16 years and older, $799 compared to $989. 25 years and older, $842 compared to $1,040. Mm-hmm. 25 years and older for men, $901 compared to $1,154 for all races of men. 25 years and older for women, $803 versus $941. So the median household income for black people is $43,000 as opposed to $65,000 to the rest of the country.
Yeah, we ain't making no money, not comparatively speaking.
Right. The median family income is $54,000 compared to $80,000.
Right. We ain't making no money comparatively speaking.
So being married would increase your chances. So the married couple family income is $81,000 compared to $96,000.
Yeah, that's two people working, both making roughly $40,000 a year.
Single women head family income, the average is $35,000.
The trend is all the way around the same. Black people ain't making no money, comparatively speaking. And when you add and when you balance for or when you equalize for inflation and you equalize for everything else, we already know the pandemic beat our community over the head like a motherfucker. Like, and you know, I don't even like going into the real estate thing because real estate, it is a way to grow wealth, but you have to have a certain level of wealth before you can start playing the real estate game. But there are other things you can do to accumulate wealth, even if you can't afford to buy a house.
Well, and I seen Bob Johnson say that, but there are many schools of thoughts on what it takes to build wealth. And everybody doesn't subscribe to the school of thought that you have to have a house.
Right.
To
I don't
have wealth. Right.
I don't.
Right. So there are many different ways, but you're not gonna day trade your way to wealth. You have to long term invest. You're not gonna day trading can help you long term invest, but you're not gonna day trade your way to wealth. You're not gonna you can real estate your way to wealth if you know what you're doing.
And but, you get lucky.
Right, but if everybody's trading and everybody's doing real estate and everybody's doing the same thing, because what we see in our community is people will see one group of people doing one thing and they say, hey, I need to do that too.
Yeah,
they just start doing it. Yeah, and they jump into it and the market is oversaturated.
No, you the only surefire guaranteed way to build wealth is stabilized income and steady investing.
Yes. Yeah. And you being able to increase your income over time and save that money, make that money grow.
But even if you can't increase your income over time,
make that money grow.
At the bare minimum, what you need to do in order to guarantee that you become wealthy is to stabilize your income and invest consistently.
Yes.
Because if you're investing consistently, your money's growing. It's working for you. So and it's not even like just you don't have to invest in real estate. You don't have to invest in stock market. There are a plethora of things out there that you can invest in. The key thing is to be putting your money to work for you. If you have regular money coming in and you're finding ways to make that money work for you, you will get wealthy, provided you're not being stupid with your spending. It's that simple. The problem is it's time consuming and it requires discipline. And we know that discipline is one of those words, just like accountability and responsibility. Don't nobody want to have, everybody want to say they got it, but don't nobody want to actually have it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And too many people taking bad advice from people. Just because somebody's on YouTube and they sound good, don't mean you take advice from them. Even if they sound good, research the shit they told you to research. If they didn't tell you to research, research what they talked about yourself. But I meet so many people who think that investing is gambling. So they'd rather, you know, sit their money in the bank or do this or do that with their money, but they feel like the stock market is gambling, even though the stock market is proven to create so many millionaires over the centuries. Like, the stock market is the place where people who know what they're doing go to increase their money. People who don't know what they're doing, they go to lose their money. Like,
Warren Buffett said that
knowledgeable investors love ignorant investors because they're gonna take your money. But capitalism loves a group of people who is hell-bent on spending money. So black people are hell-bent on spending money. We're hell-bent on not learning financial literacy. Like, I still get people who will tell me, I don't want to learn that stuff. I want somebody else to do that for me. I'd rather do something else. I don't feel like that's important for me to learn. All right, well, stay your ass broke then. Stay your ass broke. Don't be complaining about you not having this and not having that. Like, if you feel like this information isn't important for you to learn, financial information isn't important, then what the hell are we talking about?
Right. Like, and I see, I get why people think the stock market is gambling. And that's why I said there are other things to investing is not just the stock market. The stock market, Warren Buffett said, the stock market is where fools go to take money, or where wise men go to take money from fools.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's a strategy and there's a game plan to it. But the key thing here is to use your money as leverage for growth. And that's why I understand the real estate angle, because when you own a home, you can use the equity in your home as leverage for other things. You know, you can use that to accumulate larger debt than you otherwise could, and use that debt to purchase things that you couldn't otherwise purchase that's going to appreciate in value. I get that angle, but that's not the only angle. That's not the only path to wealth. I know people that have developed a pretty decent amount of wealth through investing in government debt, buying stocks and bonds, buying treasury notes and all kinds of, like, there, the world of investing is so much bigger than where we try to narrowly confine it to. And you miss out on so many opportunities when you only think about the stock market. You can put your money in a money market account. You know, right. That's going to yield you better returns than a typical savings account would. But I know people that leave that money in a checking account. Move it into a savings account, that's going to yield you better returns than a checking account is. Like, it's so many different levels to it, like you said.
But at least don't be the person who's content with not knowing. Like, don't be the person who's content on, hey, well, I just hired somebody else to manage my money. Hey, man, even Oprah said, shit, I got people to manage my money, but I watch them. I know you got to know your money.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's your job to build your wealth. At the end of the day, no matter who you hire, it's your money at the end of the day. Now, look at this. Now, we just talked about how black spending power decreased by 14% in 2021, right? So according to blackdemographics.com, between 1967 and 2018, they're looking at the African-American income. So in 2018, 19% of black Americans are living under 15,000. 13% are between 15,000 and 25,000. 25% are between 25,000 and 50,000, which is considered the working class. The middle class is 50,000 to 150,000. That's 36%. Upper middle class, 150,000 to 200,000 is 4%. And upper class, 200K and over, is 3%. And if our wealth just declined by 14%, these numbers declined. So we have even less people in the upper middle class, less people in the upper class, and less people in the middle class. More people going to working class and below.
Yeah, over half of the community is working class or below.
Because we keep spending our money. I was proud of myself. You know, we had a conversation. We ain't got to throw out all the numbers now, but we're talking about how much money we was able to save last year. Both of us. Both of us was able to increase our wealth last year by saving and investing properly and being smart with our money.
Yeah, but I think it's a mindset shift, required as well, because a lot of the black folk that I know, that I talk to, that I listen to, they measure their wealth and the state of their finances by how much money they have in their bank account.
Right.
And that's
or how much they make.
Right, or how much they make, or how much they have in their bank account, or a combination. And those numbers are going to fuck you up every time. Because the way I was groomed when I first started getting into financial literacy is every dollar that you have just sitting in your checking account is a dollar that's not working for you.
The sad part about this, they put this report out. They put this report out after it seemed like on social media, black people were getting more and more into investing and saving money. But we can see that was a lie, because the Earn Your Leisure platform blew up in 2020. So when the pandemic started, so between 2020 and now, a lot of people, especially a lot of black people, because of this Earn Your Leisure platform and the Wall Street Trapper and the Ian Dunlap guy, more black people became aware of investing. These numbers showing black people wasn't really investing like they were supposed to.
They still ain't.
Right. Because black people are too concerned with spending and fitting in. We got to get our shit together, because, yeah, you could talk about systemic racism, you could talk about redlining and all that, but none of that is making me give my money away the way black people be giving their money away.
Yeah, if we focus strictly on spending power and the dynamic that is having, or the dynamic that's happening right now between the growth and our ability to buy shit and the decline in our ability to actually own things and accumulate wealth, that, like, there is, I get the connection, but I don't want to give anybody a pass like that to say it's systemic issues. You spending money that you don't have to spend.
Stop going out. Don't buy that dress. Don't buy those shoes. Don't buy that shirt. Don't buy those pants. Don't buy that hat. Don't buy that car. Don't go on that trip. Don't buy that bag.
You like with me, like I buy shit based on utility, not labels, not even really cost. What's the most useful thing to me right now in this situation? I find out what it is, and then I get it. If it's the cheapest thing on the market, I get the cheapest thing on the market. If it's the best thing on the market, that's what I get.
Let's make sure we get our mind right. Remember our website, www.freedomtrainradio.com, where you can learn more about us. Subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, comment on this video. You got a disagreement, you agree, say it in the comments. Say it in the comments and hit that notification bell, so every time we drop a video, you'll be down with us. And he's Patrick Irvin. I'm Joseph Ward, Freedom Train Podcast Series. Peace to the Middle East.